Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. David in Illinois is calling in. And if you just heard the advertisement for Compliacin, it's now available in the three-month size. So you can save on shipping, and you can request that your school psychologist point you in the right direction and get you a prescription for Compliacin.
can I make a comment about that real quick?
You know, David, commenting on commercials is the kiss of death, and I've been nibbling at the around the edges, but I believe that one of our engineers, and I have not gotten the truth on this, but I believe Nathan, one of our engineers, is responsible for putting that commercial, which is absolutely bogus, on USA Prepares. I think that is his humor poking through for those who are not paying attention.
But
go ahead. Go
now,
ahead.
But also, he don't realize, or some people don't realize, how much these statements that's in that about school and your children is very, very true. And one of these days when I get enough courage, I will tell you about my experiences with the school system, and which I never talked about yet, our daughter. So, one of these days I have to tell you about it.
When you are ready, if you are ready, we'll do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we do have a daughter, and my father helped kind of cause that situation, and that was the extremes he was willing to cover for me and hide me was my daughter had to pay for it. So, anyways, that's all. One of these days I will. It's hard to deal with. Now, can I ask Gwyneth? I originally called because I wanted to ask about the cruise ship virus situation, as well as I went out yesterday to do our weekly supplies. We don't need it every week. We just do it because we budget our money, and then whatever's left, we fill up with ammo, food, and store it in the house. but when I went out yesterday, I asked several people about it if they'd heard about it. One person heard about it. One person.
Wow.
And they see me with our mask that I clip onto my bag, and when I get in the place, I'll put them on. And they're like, why do you have it? Where'd you get that at? Where'd you get that? And I'm like, I don't want to get sick from people. You know, and I actually got chewed out because the store finally put pasta, gluten-free pasta, and I bought it all. And somebody in the store got mad at me. So, well, if somebody wanted it, they should have got here before I did. You know? But we seen one lady washing the carts, and she gave us a cart, and she seen us with our UV wand, the little portable one, and she was the only one person asked where we got it from. Nobody cares. It was I was surprised. I was shocked. You know.
That's if you want to get an ultraviolet light, if you want to get an ultraviolet light, you can get it on eBay right now. And it'll be less than $5 shipped. So see if you can find one that is UVC. ABC. Okay? UVC. And that's the one that will break the DNA of bacteria and viruses. So
now,
that's the one you want.
Yeah. I went back online and and I didn't mean to get here, but I went back online and looked at the local news channels, which you would know who they are, where they showed the studies for the UVC lights to see if it actually worked. And another one of our local channels did a video, too, and it killed everything. And they said if it'll kill staff in situations like that, they believe it would kill these flu viruses and influenza viruses, too. But it killed everything all around the studio. So they do work.
Okay. Yes, they do. And here's a concern, class. So in China, and this was reported probably a couple months ago, that they have these ultraviolet lights in the ceiling of classrooms. And what they do is when the students are not in class, like overnight, they will turn on these lights to kill bacteria and viruses in the classroom. Now, obviously, they knew something was going on because that's what they were doing months ago. And we didn't put it together. We didn't connect the dots because the coronavirus was not, it wasn't reported that it was out yet. So the Chinese were trying to kill the bacteria in the school system. Now, if you think about that, every family almost is connected to a student who's connected to a class who's connected to every other family through the classroom in the school, right? Now you have thousands of families that are now connected through the school system, the buses, the gymnasium, the cafeteria, and the classrooms themselves. So it's really serious. So what they were doing, and I can't prove that they knew this and that's why they had the ultraviolet lights in the classroom, but they did, and they turned them on at night to disinfect the classrooms, all those surfaces that the light could reach. But what they did by accident, and the reason we know about this, is because they left the light on at night and the children were looking at it in the morning when they came to class and they were blinded. So being blind from these lights, these ultraviolet lights, is how come it made the news. Not because they were so concerned about the bacteria and the viruses that they had to kill them in the classrooms. So we found it out about it in a roundabout way. So I suggest that you consider getting ultraviolet lights. And guess where they come from? China.
So you better get one quick.
So I bought some. That's right. Get it quickly. And what you can do is, I already bought ours months and months and months ago, because actually probably years ago, because I wanted to disinfect the home heating system, the air handling system. So I have ultraviolet lights in them. And mine are the PL, Philips Lighting, PL type. They are 9 watts, and they use a ballast. They use the old-fashioned fluorescent ballast for a PL type bulb. They last, well, they say they last about a year. I think they last longer, but they have reduced, I won't call it efficiency. I would say they have reduced impact in killing, dismantling the DNA the longer they are used. So I have a feeling they'll last several years, but they say they only last one, which is 8,000 hours if you multiply it out. Yes.
Now, we've had one of those like yours in our furnace installed years ago. I'll just give, if somebody goes to do that, the civil recommendation is buy extra bulbs when you buy it. You know.
That's exactly right. That's it.
And we're having a problem trying to find replacement bulbs. So.
Yes, and it is very difficult. And the reason is the it's a special glass. It's a quartz glass that they use that does not impede the transmission of ultraviolet. So here is what I found out. I called the manufacturer of the assembly, the completed product. I called them up and I talked to them. And here's the problem that they're having. They can get the, well, this was months ago. They can get the bulbs. But the problem is the manufacturer of the ballast that drives these bulbs. It's a magnetic ballast. It's kind of like a transformer.
It's not in China.
They went out of business. They were in the United States, and they went out of business. And the reason that they went out of business is because of China. What happened is that we used to make the ballast in the United States, and because of the Chinese LEDs taking over the place of the fluorescent lighting, because of that, There's no need to have an American manufacturer that manufactured ballasts for lights that people don't use anymore. So many people have switched from fluorescent lighting to LED lighting. And I can't believe it. I mean, I went to Craigslist and I looked up 8-foot fluorescent lights. People couldn't wait to get rid of them. I bought five fluorescent 8-foot lights that came out of a supermarket. Supermarket couldn't wait to put LED lighting in. They pulled out all of their fluorescent lighting. They sold the fixtures. I bought five of them for our farm here for $125 with the bulbs and an armload. I don't know how many, maybe 100 bulbs, all for $125. The bulbs and the fixtures and I think maybe 10 spare ballasts. The ballasts are worth $50 a piece. And they couldn't wait to get rid of them. Nobody wants them. It's just like nobody's paying attention to the supermarket and that cart and buying gluten-free or regular pasta, David. That's what it's like. So, David, tell us what you're saying, please. Is there anything different from what I've been saying? Does it contradict what I've been saying?
Surprising when the things that we go purchase, they're just running out and they're not even bothering. I asked them several times, when are you going to get some of this in? We don't know. Next thing you know, you come back and there's something else in that spot. And I says, well, we can't get any of that, so we're just filling it with whatever we do have. You know, and it's just surprising that people, and you're right, I seen one guy there and all he was doing is trying to debate on what one can of vegetables to buy. You just want one can. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. That's it.
So he's having a debate in his mind whether it's this one or that one. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Because I had a problem where they put Spanish on some of the boxes I wanted to get, and they switched them out. And I asked him to help me. Hey, could you help me read this? And he read it for me. He's like, well, that one's all in Espanol. And he said, but there's one you want right there. And then he went back and he asked me, can you help me decide which one of these cans to purchase? I'm like, and that's when I found out it was just one can.
Those are my observations. Gwyneth? Are you seeing exactly the same thing or different?
Yeah, I don't have that problem with deciding what vegetables to get because I'm in a routine, okay? I get the same vegetables every time. and it's by long experiences, and I have a small mental library of recipes that I know and that I can do really well, and I just do the same recipes over and over again, and I've been doing that for years. And, and they're cheap, and they're, it's fairly tasty, but, that's what I do. So I buy potatoes, I buy sweet potatoes, and I buy carrots, and I buy oranges, and I buy onions, and if they're cheap enough, I buy apples and bananas. And, you know, so when I go to the greengrocers, I have this list of seven vegetables that I buy every time, and, you know, I know about how much they're going to cost, and if one of them's too much, then it gets dropped off the list. Oh, and pumpkin.
All right, hold that thought. David, would you like to stay with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, when we come back, I'd like to read this list of impact.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us. David is with us. Would it be okay with you if I were to read just a hint of the products that will impact our lives that come from China? Is that okay with you, Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's fine. I think that would be useful, actually.
I just did a word count of this particular, just the words of the products. 770 words. Now these are, this can make you wet your pants, class. So here it is. This is not designed to be frightening, but here are, I'm going to just read some of them. I may get to the rest of them on Friday. It will take the rest of the broadcast to read these. Tires. Tire retreading products. All rubber products, including, but not limited to, stoppers, caps, lids, hoses, belts, tubes, pipes, etc. This will affect everything that rolls or is contained. Antifreeze and de-icing fluids. Every automobile that is water-cooled or liquid-cooled has antifreeze. That would be motorcycles, some motorcycles. Some ATVs, cars, trucks, military vehicles, generators that are liquid cooled, and de-icing fluids. That'd be windshield washer fluids to start with. to de-ice your windshield and de-icing airplanes. Iron and iron alloy and steel products. Aluminum and aluminum alloys. Nuclear reactors and parts for nuclear reactors. Central heating units and parts for them. Furnace burners and all other parts for furnaces, ovens, and hot water heaters. Turbines of all kinds. Combustion piston engines. Ignition systems. Compressors. Hydraulic engines. Pneumatic engines. Turbo engines. Pumps of all kinds. Machinery for food production and commercial and home use. Paper making. Book making. Anything printed. Cartons. Boxes, containers for mailing and shipping, textile machines, any and everything to do with needlework of any kind in textiles, metalwork, anything to do with machinery involving drilling, milling, grinding, smoothing, shaping, punching, and polishing, woodworking machinery of all kinds, cast iron parts and products, chainsaws, and parts, cash registers, anything to do with computers, electronics, magnetic storage, in whole or in parts, medical devices, microwave ovens, microwave communications equipment, televisions, car computers and components, concrete mixers, earth moving, crushing, grinding, sorting machinery of all kinds, glass, optical machinery, assembly machinery of all kinds, vacuum molding machinery, thermoforming machinery, rope and cable manufacturing machinery, both metal and fiber types, floor polishers, trash compactors, pulleys, ball bearings. Now let me just highlight ball bearings. During World War II, when we wanted to take out industry in Germany, we targeted their ball bearing factories, because if you just take out the ball bearings, you take out the machinery that uses bearings, you take out the tanks, the vehicles, you take out anything that rolls. Ball bearings from China, welders, electric motors, generators of applications from large to small, electromagnetics, lab equipment for all applications, broadcast equipment. I mentioned that earlier. There's nothing that China hasn't touched in my studio. Nothing. End-to-end broadcasting, China is involved. You take China out of broadcasting and there is no broadcasting, period. Railway and shipping equipment of any and all types, tractors, motor vehicles of all kinds. That's just a partial list. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's back on the campaign trail as Democratic presidential candidates prepare for Super Tuesday. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders now leads the pack after winning a tight race over Mayor Pete in New Hampshire's primary. When it comes to winning New Hampshire in the 2020 general election, Trump 2020 campaign secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News The president has his eyes set on New Hampshire.
We lost this state narrowly by 2,700 votes. Trump picked up Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, 1.5% away from winning in Minnesota. We're going to win New Hampshire. We're going to win Minnesota.
With the nation's attention on the coronavirus, the less flashy flu season has picked up steam again, causing a large number of infections in 47 states. That's according to the latest numbers from the CDC. The latest numbers from the CDC show that flu activity in the United States remains high and widespread. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
Sign up for Twitter today.
Flash
it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So let me just give it to you very quickly, class. This is what the impact of the coronavirus will have. If it flies, rolls, or floats, it's on the list of being impacted. If it has an on or off switch, it's on the list. If you swallow it, it's on the list. If you go to the doctor or dentist, it's on the list. That's how big it is. That's it in a nutshell. Gwyneth?
Okay. Okay. Now, I think that what you're saying is absolutely correct, and that is it, even if the coronavirus is race-specific, even if it does just protect Chinese people, even if white people are more or less immune, which there is a possibility of that, because it seems as if it came, that this particular pathogen came from an American or Canadian lab in the first place. And it seems as if the Americans were working on it as a race-specific bioweapon to release on the Chinese. But the Chinese were spying in that lab, and that when they were fired for spying, that they went back to China and grabbed a few vials as they walked out the door. And it didn't come from a meat market or a live animal market or whatever. And, you know, it seems as if somebody, either deliberately or on purpose, dropped a vial of this stuff, and that's how this whole thing started. Now, what that means, that is the best case scenario. That is baked in the cake. That is going to happen, as far as I can see. Okay, I might be wrong. I really hope I'm wrong. But as far as I can see, that's more or less how it's going to come down. And what that means, in practical purposes, is that you're going to wipe out all the technological development since the Industrial Revolution. So we're going to be pushed back to the level of technology that we had before the Industrial Revolution. Because there's nobody out there in the West who knows how to do this sort of stuff anymore. Well, there's not enough people in the West who know how to do this sort of stuff anymore. Okay? And I put in an email to you earlier, Vincent. Oh, I mentioned as well, and I would like to say this on air, that I've actually been able to buy another horse, which is nice. I've actually paid for the horse today. And she is a Whaler Cross Curly Mustang, okay? A Curly Mustang is also called an American Curly, but they were bred from Mustangs through a, something that happened out on a particular ranch probably about 50 years or 100 years or so ago, and produced a super hardy variety of Mustang. And the guy realized what he had and began to breed them on purpose. But I would advise that everybody who can out there ought to get a horse and or a bicycle, depending on, you know, your personal circumstances, okay? The reason why I got a horse is because I don't feel capable of riding a bike anymore. We live in a very hilly place. And riding a horse is just more comfortable for me. But I also wrote in a email to you, Vincent, and I recommend, if you can take my advice or not, I don't really mind, but I think that it's good advice, for you to get a couple of nice young bull calves this spring, castrate them, and train them to be bullocks to help you with your farm work. And start with two.
Already
and
done.
Anyone else
already
out there who's a cattle farmer? Yeah.
It's already anyone done. Else it's well? Already done.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. That's mm-hmm. lovely. I'm so happy about that. Because that's how every cattle farmer out there is going to have to do that. Because otherwise, unless they can do that and then modify their existing machinery or get some old machinery and fix it, to bring in their hay, every cattle farmer out there is going to be in really big trouble because they're not going to be able to bring in enough hay. Either that or they're going to have to go back to how things were before the Industrial Revolution, and that was keeping like 20 cows. That was what people used to do. And, you know, just that's not really going to be really good. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Uh-huh. It absolutely does. And Class, I've been suggesting that you do a couple of things, and if you believe anything that we're saying, David and Gwyneth and I are saying, and Rich Sheban and Norm, Rick, all of us, get some fertilizer for your garden today. And I suggest you consider getting some 22s as well. And I just can't tell you why, but I have a feeling that you'll really appreciate having them later, because in the House of Delegates in Virginia, they just passed the bill banning the sale of assault weapons today. Now it goes on to the Senate.
Oh my God.
But so far it's made it through the House. So this could go down like dominoes. So the most firepower density that you can get is a 22 long rifle. In terms of carrying a small package with 50 in it, it'll fit in your pocket. But you have to have the tool to make it work, you know, like the pistol, the revolver, or the rifle. And I suggest you get moving on this. And I really can't tell you why. I will be thrown off the air, probably arrested, for saying, you know, the possibilities that these tools can be used for. But they can certainly be used for... Yeah. You can use your imagination. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just saying that, you know, if you need to hunt a squirrel or a rabbit, you know, because all the deer are gone, you might want to have a 22.
Feral animal that comes onto your land.
Absolutely. And we had to do that in the middle of the night just a couple nights ago. There was a possum who was tearing into our chicken coop, and he was chasing the chickens around. So in the middle of the night, it was either let him eat our chickens or we were going to take him out. And you know the rest of the story. So you have to be at the ready. And a 22 is a really good tool for that. It really is. I mean, shotgun is a little overkill. But, you know, depending on your skill level, and I suggest that you get those 22s and start practicing and drilling holes in targets, you know, at 50 yards, 100 yards. Get used to it. And get them while you can. Because it looks to me like it's going to be tougher and tougher. Right now, 22 long rifles can be had, 38 grains, 36 grains, hollow points, high velocity, 50 in a box for $2. You can get them right now. Okay, don't spend a lot of money. You know, get the inexpensive ones. If they still have them at the Chinese factory outlet, 500 in a box or 550, you know, for 20-something dollars, maybe $24, $23, I suggest you consider them. Federal work great. Remington, not so good. Okay, David, your thoughts?
Yeah, that's... Now, for ammo like that, if somebody doesn't have enough money and they happen to have access to a shotgun, like a single-action, you know, breakdown shotgun, you can go online and, for very inexpensive, buy some shotgun shell adapters. And that one weapon can be used for any ammo you come around. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, so it makes it more versatile. You know, if you find, if you just have a box of 22s, you can just pop that one in. You know, save you a lot of money.
Yeah, I've never done that. So you're saying that this adapter will fit in the shotgun, and it will adapt from, let's say, 12 gauge down to 22 or 38 or a 9 millimeter. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yes, 45s, okay. 357s, and they are. You can look them up on YouTube. They're very accurate. You know.
Okay. I've never seen it. I've never seen one. Okay. Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, any of your comments? About fertilizer or 22s, Gwyneth, and then back to David.
Okay, yeah, that's the other reason I need a horse. Fertilizer production. And I actually really thought and prayed about what variety of horse to get. And I managed to get a Whaler, that's W-A-L-E-R, cross, like I said, curly Mustang. And the reason why I got that variety of horse was because they can live on pretty pathetic country. is that they can, the whalers were Australia's war horse for hundreds of years, and they could eat, when they were taken over to the Middle East for various Middle Eastern campaigns that the Aussies were involved in, they actually did better than the camels that the Arabs had on the same country. That is what a fantastic horse they are for getting by on poor feed. Okay? And Mustangs have a similar reputation, and by crossing a Mustang with a whaler, I reckon that there's going to be quite a bit of hybrid vigour in there as well. But, yeah, they turn pathetic, low-quality, semi-arid grass into beautiful manure and a form of locomotion. That's what they do. So, you know, if there's anyone in the U.S. who's looking to get a horse, and they should go and see a rancher who has Mustangs for sale and explain that they need one that would be suitable for a beginner. Okay? And I'm sure that the rancher will be able to help you. And it'll probably cost you a few thousand dollars. But, you know, you'll have transport for the foreseeable future. Okay? And, yeah, that's, you know, I have the experience where I can break them in myself. And this horse is unbroken, so I could get it. I paid $400 for it, which is not a lot. But, you know, you're going to be paying, you know, maybe $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 for a fully broken beginner's grade Mustang. But I would recommend getting one if you have that money to spare. With regards to firearms, I can't have a firearm here legally, okay? Because I would have to have the blue team looking through my house, and I'm not happy for them to do that. But I have other projectile firing devices, namely archery connected ones. And you can make your own ammo, and you can make your own bow. And I would advise people, if they are living in an area where firearms are banned, that they should learn how to make a bow.
There you go. We'll be right back. David and Gwyneth.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Ugh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Couple of quick thoughts, class. On Friday, George is going to be joining me for hour number one. And on hour number two, I'm going to be talking about tips from the book. But I want to give you a highlight. These products are made in China, but there's still some stock in the United States. And if you are going to get a rifle, you might want to consider a typical farming hunting rifle, which would be a 30-30 lever action, made by several companies, including Marlin and Winchester. You can get one for about $400 at a gun show, used directly from the seller. And they're a great rifle. And if you're going to have a rifle, get a rifle, that's one to consider. It will take down a deer at 200 yards. Also, you might want to get what's called a bore sighter, B-O-R-E. S-I-G-H-T-E-R. And what this is it's a brass case that looks like a cartridge but without the bullet. And it has a red laser in it. And it uses three very tiny hearing aid type batteries or cells. And it will project a red dot down the barrel at the target. And so if you don't want to waste ammunition, you can get a bore sighter shipped from the United States in lots of calibers like 9mm, 380, 762 by 39, 12 gauge, 223, 5.56, 243, 308, 7mm, 45 ACP, 30-30, 30-06, 38. I mean, pretty much every caliber you can think of, including 22 long rifle. And I suggest you consider getting one for the rifle or pistol of your choice so that you can sight it in without wasting ammunition. Because ammunition is going to be quite dear, as they used to say, or quite precious. And how much do they cost? Well, as low as $6.99 each. So I suggest you consider doing some research about that. And I suggest you consider getting one if you like what you've learned. David, any comments about that?
Yeah, they were great. I would suggest to make sure if you get one, make sure you take the batteries out, because the ones that I have don't shut off, and extra batteries are kind of pricey.
Yeah, so what you do is you screw on the back cap of the boresighter, and it will power on. There's no on-off switch. So you put the cells in there, three cells, hearing aid type battery cells in there, and then you screw on the cap and it comes on. Never look at it. Never look at the laser. You will damage your vision. So be very, very careful. But they work great, as low as $6.99 each, with shipping included. So take a look at that. You can go to eBay and you can type in Bohr space S-I-G-H-T-E-R and you'll see what we're talking about. David, any other quick comments? Then Gwyneth.
Now, the Marlin 3030s, they're great. I preferred that one over the Winchester. They just because of the access, the port for the extraction. The Winchester was at the top, and I didn't want the shells to fall back down. So I like the Marlin better too. I was going to ask something about this the virus thing. Is that okay? Now they're keeping these people, quarantining them on these ships. Now, I was listening to a show yesterday, podcast, where there was an American couple there, and while they were on the phone, they knocked on the door and told him his wife was positive. And they told her to pack all her stuff. She's going to be taken away. But here's my thing. Wouldn't the quarantine start over again from the last person that contracts it? Because it could be somewhere else, and they could have contracted it after the 14 days that they're saying they're quarantined, correct? Or am I wrong there?
Gwyneth?
Well, that's what I was talking about with how things used to be run with naval protocol, because they used to, moor the ship offshore and let the disease burn itself out. And that might mean that, just about everybody on the ship died, or everybody on the ship died, because this has been a problem for hundreds of years. This is the absolute worst thing you could do, is to remove the plague victim from the ship. Because then that ship becomes a plague farm and infests the port. And the port will go on to infest the country. That is why it has been naval protocol. And I'm just disgusted. I'm really disgusted with how they're running things. It's almost like they want this thing to spread. Yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering, because I've seen them just doing this and taking these actions, and I'm like, this don't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's been a long time since college. I agree, but still, I didn't think it was that different. And I agree.
No, you're absolutely right.
Sorry.
This, Gwyneth said it. It's a virus farm, and unfortunately, for those who were stupid enough to get on the ship in the first place, it's really not our fault that they have no common sense. It's not our fault. And the same thing with airplanes. And airplanes are spreading this so quickly. The Spanish influenza took, you needed ships to bring it to different continents. Now all you need is an airplane ticket. And within hours, you can spread it from country to country to country. Not even hours, maybe even a half an hour. And that's what we've done. And people are infected for weeks and they don't even know it. Gwyneth, thank you so much. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Next week.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.